Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jeez. You know, I got a recommendation that I do video and audio from the studio here at the farmhouse. You don't want to see that. I just made it into the studio just seconds before you heard my voice, just seconds. So it's I don't think I can do it. And we run around here like crazy in the mornings, you know, getting the farm chores done before going on the air. Jason, thank you for engineering. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Glad to be here on this Tuesday morning. Vince, you know, we don't normally, you're already laughing, I haven't said anything. We don't normally do traffic, but, what I was going to say, Vince, is, I can't believe the accident in Louisiana, and that's not normally something we would cover, but, I'm not sure they know exactly which car started it, why, but we know it was fog. But Vince, sorry to say, they're now saying 7 dead, 158 vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's not what I was laughing about. I'll tell you what I was laughing about in a little bit. But, yeah, Bert, so this is Louisiana, and the video or the images are burnt vehicles, fog. And I was in a situation like that in Florida back in the 90s. And I know what this is like. I had the children in the car, Mrs. Fennelli in the car. And we were going to Disney. Not as you might think. Disney has a sports arena. And that's where the national championships for karate contests are. So, happened to be held at Disney Wide World of Sports. I was going down there, and I was driving, and all of a sudden, we entered these forest fires. And the smoke was really, really thick. And so we went from complete visibility to zero visibility in maybe a second or two. Speed limit was 70 miles an hour on the interstate. Cars are flying. And I had many concerns. One concern was if I go forward, I might crash into the vehicle in front of me. So obviously, reacting very quickly, I slowed down. But my next concern, like nanoseconds later, was what about that moron to the left, to the right, behind me?
Yeah.
They might crash into me. Tractor trailers.
That's exactly what happened. I'm reading some recounts of people who are saying what happened. They were in the accident. One lady says, well, she was driving and saw people waving for her, stop, stop, stop. Don't go any further. They're frantically waving. And it doesn't say if that was from other cars or people standing on the side of the road. So she stops, and three other cars smash into her. Look, what are you supposed to do? I guess stop slowly, okay. I guess, and pull over.
All right. Well, but don't stop literally,
all of a sudden.
Yeah. Literally what I was describing is Interstate Highway. cars flying along way too fast. Speed limits are way too high. Nobody needs to go 70 miles an hour. Nobody. And if the speed limit is 70, people are doing 80, 85, and 90. That's just the truth. People are greedy, and they want to be there first. And so this literally was that situation, zero visibility. I'm not talking about some visibility. I'm talking about zero. You know, I could see the windshield wipers on the windshield, but not much farther than that. And so what was going through my mind is if I go left into the grass, that's on fire. That's not a good idea with a gasoline-powered Ford Aerostar extended-length van that we had for our farm back then and computer deliveries. So it wasn't a good idea to go to the left because the median was on fire. The grass was on fire. Flames. It wasn't a good idea to go to the right because the right side, the shoulder grass, was on fire. And you couldn't see where you're going. And so if I went to the left, people might come from behind me at 70, 75, 80, 90 miles an hour and crash into me, no matter where I was. Now, fortunately, I hit the flashers, turned on my high beams. I drive with my high beams on. I drive with my headlights on all the time anyway, as a safety measure. It's in the book, 5-Minute University, drive with your headlights on. It's in the family use of the car chapter. So I immediately went to high beams. And fortunately, I don't know how, there weren't any crashes. But I could see it happening. And it's happened over the years many, many times. You know, visibility gets poor and people just don't get off the accelerator. Or, you know, Bert, cruise control doesn't have a visibility sensor, does it? Cruise control. I'm talking about,
I don't think so.
70s, 80s?
Yeah.
No. Okay. And so, and what about these Teslas? And what about these other driver-assisted vehicles that you can drive like 10 seconds with your hands off the wheel?
Yeah.
Do they know about fog?
Yeah, I hate to say it, Ben, but I think those cars may actually be better in a situation like that, like this, because they can sense a lot more than we can see because they have radar and or sonar or LIDAR, and they can sense some things. So this may actually be one of those rare situations where the autopilot may give you a better chance of surviving than what your eyes can see because there's more sensors. Now, are they programmed to react correctly and do the right thing? Because the right thing may be to slow down gradually and pull over. I'm not sure if they're smart enough to know to do that, but I believe they can sense things through the fog that we probably can't see. So,
here's the problem. Here's the problem with mixing the technologies of autonomous driving, hybrid autonomous driving, and driving by vision and humans behind the wheel. So if the vehicle can sense the fog and slow down, that doesn't mean that the guy behind you is going to slow down, right?
Yeah.
It's completely independent of everyone else's driving abilities.
Yeah.
So it's entirely possible that one of these electric EVs with self-driving capabilities could have caused the whole thing.
Yeah, hard to say. People were saying it was just like you described in your situation. People here are describing not being able to have any visibility. And I'm wondering, well, why are you even driving any further? Why don't you find the first? I mean, looks like this was on, you know, a causeway or a bridge. It's not so easy to pull over. And maybe that was part of it. Maybe they knew they had to pull over, but they couldn't. But if I was in, you know, I have been in a situation like you were in Hawaii. And it was actually rain. It was torrential rain that came out of nowhere, and there was no visibility. And we made a decision to pull over. And I said that, you know, I mean, I'm going to pull over and not put my lights on because I don't want anyone to think I'm driving to follow me. You know, we pulled over on the shoulder, and, you know, in a minute or two, the rain passed, but and we were safe, but no visibility, and you know what do you do? And there was a shoulder, so we were fine. But in this case, it looks like there wasn't really a shoulder. The safe thing to do was just, it appears, to slow down slowly, but that's not what happened. This 158, well, they're calling it cars, but I see several, well, what's left of trucks there. There was fires out the yin-yang. I'm not sure that's because there were tankers involved, or most likely there were some electric vehicles that also catch fire. You know, we've talked about that before. They're saying at least seven dead. They haven't counted. I mean, they're still cleaning this up, Vince, as we talk. So this was just crazy how it happened. 158 vehicles.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, who knows?
It's really sad. I blame a lot of this on carelessness and recklessness. You know, not paying attention. When I entered this fog decades ago, I slowed down. The first thing I did when I saw the fog was I looked in my rearview mirror to see who was behind me. And I do that very often. And my concern was, are they approaching me faster than they can stop? Okay, that was a concern. Because if that was going to happen, I would pull to the left or pull to the right, so they wouldn't crash into the back of the van. But what you said was very interesting about pulling off to the shoulder and not putting your headlights on so someone wouldn't think they were following you and crash into you. So
yeah.
this is a absolutely terrible series of decisions that you have to make to stay alive, not because of you, but because of the other morons on the road. Seriously. Seriously. It's these other people who don't pay attention, and you're talking about rain. I'm in the truck a lot with Bam, our son. And people will be in the slow lane doing the speed limit, let's say 60 miles an hour, 65 miles an hour on Interstate 44, you know, out by Springfield, Missouri. A couple lanes wide, tractor trailers, trucks, pickup trucks, cars flying by. And when it rains, typically 50 miles an hour is about as fast as you can go if you have brand new tires that have the shipping coating off them. So if you buy brand new tires, they're really slippery. So you absolutely do not want to drive in the rain with brand new tires. You need to have at least 100 miles on them, at least, to get the shiny new coating that's really slippery to wear off the tread of your new tires. If you have a full tread depth, about 50 miles an hour is as fast as you can go before you start hydroplaning. You probably start hydroplaning around 51 miles an hour. And I see these vehicles flying by me and Bam, I don't know, 60, 65, 70 miles an hour in the rain. And I look at him every time and I say, well, they must have better brakes than we do. They must have better tires than we do. And they must be much better drivers than we are. And of course, I'm being facetious. What I really mean is they're idiots. And I don't think there's an IQ test or an education test or a test that really determines how well people are skilled to be allowed to be behind the wheel. And that's the problem. People are not skilled. And the illegal aliens, do they have licenses? Do they have insurance?
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I need to say something before I say the next thing I'm going to say. Don't believe anything that I say. Don't believe anything that you hear on USA Prepares. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. That being said, here's the headlines from USA Today. Quote, seven dead after I-55 pileup caused by superfog in Louisiana. End quote. That's nonsense. The pileup was not caused by the superfog. The pileup was caused by reckless, careless drivers who were outdriving their visibility, outdriving their car's capabilities, outdriving their brakes. That's what caused it. Because if you're driving within your capabilities, and you're driving within your capabilities for the conditions, meaning snow, ice, rain, fog, night, day, whatever the conditions may be, if you're driving within your capabilities and the vehicle's capabilities, and you're paying attention, you probably will be okay. But if you're driving outside your vehicle's capabilities, you know, like going around a curve so fast that the car slides sideways, the car can't handle the turning of the steering wheel as sharp as a person's trying to turn, the car slides into other cars. That's outdriving the car's capabilities. Outdriving a person's capabilities, I don't get it, because when I'm driving, I look through the rear window of the car in front of me, through the car, through the front windshield of the car in front of me, to see what's ahead of him. Now, you have to train yourself to do that. Okay? Most people kind of look down at the the rear of the car in front of them. They're not paying attention to the car in front of the car in front of them. They're not paying attention to the conditions in front of the car in front of them. So if a car drives over a shredded tractor trailer tire, you can see that if you look through the windshield of the car in front of you. But if you're looking at the bumper of the car in front of you, you probably don't have enough time to react when that shredded tire kicks up from the car in front of you, going over it, and hits your grill and your windshield. So you have to train yourself to look farther ahead than most people are willing to do. It's harder to do it. It takes more concentration. It takes more effort. But I guarantee you, almost nobody does it. So here we have USA Today reporting that the pileup was caused by superfog. It was caused by human stupidity, carelessness, and recklessness, in my opinion. But don't believe me. I'm just a farmer. What do I know? Bert, it happens over and over and over again. People are in a hurry. When I'm hauling hay just one mile outside of our farm to bring it back to the farm, people will pass me on the right. They'll pass me on the left. They'll pass me on the right on a two-lane road, one lane coming, one lane going, around a curve, up a hill, blind spots, just unbelievable. And even with Mrs. Finelli following me, and I'm following our son, you know, he'll be in a tractor, I'll be in a tractor with a trailer load of hay or a truckload of hay, and Mrs. Finelli will have her lights flashing, I'll have my lights flashing, Bam will have his lights flashing. And this is to prevent people from passing us on a curve, on a hill, blind spot, one lane each way. They'll still do it. They'll still do it. You have to be stupid to pass where you can't see oncoming traffic. And maybe when people take their baseball bats out and show the business end of a baseball bat to the guy that just caused a death of a loved one because of their carelessness, recklessness, stupidity, speeding. Maybe if that happens, maybe we'll have less carelessness, recklessness, and stupidity. I just can't believe how many dumb people there are. None of this has had to happen in Louisiana. None of it. None of it. People are dead because of other people's stupidity. When we come back, I'll tell you a short story about Bam and a telephone call he made to me.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. President Biden will award the National Medal of Science and the National Medal of Technology and Innovation today. That'll be taking place in the East Room at 11:30 this morning Eastern. Tonight at 6, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his partner, Jody Hayden, will meet the President and First Lady in the South Portico part of the White House. The House remains without a speaker, going on 3 weeks now. A speaker forum was held last night to hear from those who have filed to run, with an internal election slated for today. 8 contenders are now in the running. The moon may be 40 million years older than scientists have said in the past. A study published in Geochemical Perspectives Letters revealed molten crystals from the moon's surface suggests Earth's collision with the planet Theia, in theory, creating the moon, happened much earlier than scientists predicted. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us, Bert Petonis in California. It was about, I'm thinking about 10 years ago, I got a call from Bam. He was in Springfield, Missouri with the farm truck. And our farm truck class is, still have the same truck, 1999 Dodge Cummins Turbo Diesel. It's loud. Not because we modified the exhaust system or anything like that, or the engine. It was just, the older diesels were just loud. They sounded like a can of marbles. And it's white, and it's a 3/4 ton pickup truck, so it's jacked up at the factory about 2 inches more than, it's a 2500 3/4 ton pickup truck, white. And it's jacked up about 2 inches more than the 1500, the half-ton truck version, same truck. And it has a real heavy-duty trailer hitch on the back, gooseneck trailer hitch as well, so it's real heavy. And I got a call from our son. He said he was involved in an accident. And I first question was, are you okay? He said, yeah, I think so. I said, is the other guy okay? Yeah, I think so. I said, okay, what happened? He said he was on at a stoplight. Car in front of him stopped for the stoplight. This is city traffic. Springfield, Missouri is spread out. It's not high. It's expansive. It's not skyscrapers. There are a couple, you know, tall buildings, but not many. Most of Springfield, Missouri is spread out far and wide. It's on a six-lane road, three lanes going each way. Red light. The car in front of him stopped. The car in front of that stopped. And he stopped. So he's at least the third in line at a red light. Everybody had stopped. A guy coming from behind him crashed right into the back of him. Three vehicles stopped. Everybody was stopped. All three lanes stopped. Both directions. Red lights. Three red lights each way. So it's six lights. And this guy crashed right into the back of him when he was stopped. The question I asked him was, after, are you okay? Is he okay? Next question, did you beat him up? I was livid that this guy wrecked our truck. What was he doing? Looking down at his cell phone. No excuse for stupidity. I used to have a boss in the mid-80s, and he said, Vinny, you don't work well with stupid people. And the answer, it's absolutely true, I don't. I can't stand stupid people. And this thing that happened in the fog that Bert's talking about did not have to happen. This is stupid people personified. And if it sounds like I'm angry, I'm angry. I am. I can't stand stupid people. I can't stand careless people. I can't stand reckless people. I can't stand people who throw their trash out the windows for other people to pick up. I can't stand people who waste energy because they're polluting the planet.
Yeah. Vince, do you remember George Carlin saying on stupid people?
I do.
He said, you know, folks, I just have a hard time believing how stupid the average person is. It just gets me, but what I really don't have, what's really amazing is half of the people are even stupider than that person.
Yeah. Yeah. He
probably
was reckoning
meant
median.
With, yeah, he yeah, probably was meant reckoning, median. But,
yeah, what he was reckoning with was how stupid the average person is and how half of them are more stupid than that. But he really meant the median, right, rather than the average. But he used average as a substitution for the word median.
Well,
median means right in the middle class.
You were laughing and smiling when we came on the air a little earlier, and I thought you had some good news to balance out the tragedies that are going on.
Okay. I
was hopeful that this will be an uplifting couple of hours for class, at least a little bit.
Sorry I interrupted.
Well, you know, we've begun starting to just cover some news topics that we think might be relevant to the class, and that may be a weekly thing. We'll see. You know, we try not to get into a lot of deep politics and things like that. But I thought this crash was so horrific that there might be something that we could help class with to understand why it happened and how people can, you know, part of what we teach here is, you know, not just how to grow healthy food and you know, live a good life at home. But when you venture out in your vehicle, well, that's part of class, too, to teach people how to be safer drivers. And, you know, that's taking care of your family and your neighbors and other people on the highway. But was there something uplifting, Vince?
There were several points that were actually embedded in that discussion about this horrific tragedy. One was, new tires come with a coating that is really slippery in the rain. So for the first 100 miles, actually avoid rain for the first 100 miles. That's something that we taught today. Another thing that we taught today was tread depth matters when the weather when it's raining on the roads, because the water has to squish out of the tread so that the rubber can meet the road. And at 51 miles an hour, tires are hydroplaning. So that's another thing we learned. We learned not to outdrive our vision and our capabilities and the capabilities of the vehicle. Another thing we learned is to look through the rear window, through the vehicle, through the front windshield of the car in front as a strategy for giving yourself more time to react to things that might happen. Because if you drive slower than the traffic is going, guys are going to bunch up behind you. They're going to crowd you. The old term was called rubbernecking. They're going to be right on your bumper, which is dangerous in itself. So if you don't keep up with traffic, you're probably going to be in a situation that's really dangerous because people are going to panic and want to pass you because they're in a hurry. And that's going to make everything worse. So you need to keep the safe distance, which is considered one car length minimum for every 10 miles per hour. One car length minimum, and you don't see that on the road. So that means seven car lengths for 70 miles an hour. So we learned about those things. So what was I laughing about? I was laughing that I heard, I wasn't there at the moment that this happened, but I heard that you called our house yesterday and our son Bam answered the phone. Is that true?
Vince, I made a lot of calls. I think your lovely wife answered the phone then.
Didn't you get a message from Bam? Didn't he say something?
That was hollered over. Yeah, that was hollered over from one end of the farm.
Oh, he's in the shop. Okay, we have a phone in the shop. Okay, so Mrs. Finelli answered the phone, and what did Bam say?
I think you're fired.
So Bam told you you were fired.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not sure across state lines that I was going to qualify for unemployment. I was thinking how to do it. Could I apply in the state of Missouri?
You know, the funny thing about this, Bert, is you volunteer for several things, many things. And of all the things that you volunteer to do, this one costs you the least. And I had a feeling that when you heard that, one of the things you were thinking about is, wait a minute, this is the one job that costs me the least, and I got fired from it. I'd rather get fired from one that costs me the most.
Yeah. Since talking about costing, I hope you didn't invest in the trucking startup called Convoy.
Oh, wait. Bill Gates was involved in that, right?
You're not telling me you're an investor, are you? As private investors, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos were the two largest, but they brought in a lot of smaller people that think, I'm going to follow in these guys' coattails.
Yeah, what a great
Convoy.
Idea.
Yeah, it was a freight company. They called it the Uber for freight. Because they could send freight on all kinds of trucks and fill in and it was like Uber with people but for freight. Well, Vince, I guess the business model wasn't so good because they ceased operation last week. Sent the 500 people who were still there. They had been downsizing, got pink slips. Those people were fired. And investors are probably going to lose everything. And, in some cases in these startups, Vince, you can actually, it's rare, but you could lose more than you put in because what happens when the company goes bankrupt, the company is still liable for employment for both the salary for any workers and all the employment taxes. And if it comes down to it, if there's no money left and they can't get the money from any creditors customers, accounts receivable, whatever, if there's just not enough to go around and you haven't been able to pay, let's say, your employment taxes, they can go to the board of directors and ultimately to the investors to make up that difference. Now, that doesn't include corporate tax. So if you owe, you know, your federal or state income tax, you get off the hook with that, but you do not get off with employment taxes. So something to think about for this company, and who knows, but it could be not just the total loss, but these guys might be in for even more than that. So
talk about total loss. This is way bigger than that, Bert.
Yeah.
In my opinion. In my opinion, yeah. I'll tell you why.
Well, it's so in the billions.
Convoy, with, as you mentioned, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos as large investors, thought that this thing, this freight company, was going to take off. And they're going to push everybody else out of the way. So initially, what they did was they had a lot of funding. As this is my research, so who knows if this is even right. But based on the internet information that I've researched, Convoy had massive investments from big investors and of course shareholders. The idea was to lower the rate that they would charge for hauling, and they had a lot of computer metrics, and they had a lot of computerization, probably some of the most in the industry. So they could figure out what to charge, and they were going to push others out of the way to gain market share. And so what they did was they lowered the rates, and they got more and more customers, large customers, small customers. They got a lot of customers, and they were on their way to be the dominant, number one, largest freight carrier in the country. And then during that plan of lowering rates, a company that was in business since 1924, Yellow Freight, went under. And with it, it took 30,000 employees.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. So, Bert, this makes my blood boil just thinking about Convoy. It's the same game plan that Bill Gates uses. Same game plan as Jeff Bezos. Same game plan as Walmart, the Chinese factory outlet. And so when Walmart comes to town, the little shops say, whoa, you're going to put us out of business. The hardware stores, you know, the mom and pops shops, the oil change places. So what Walmart does, they come to a rural town and they say, job, we're going to hire people. They don't say, we're going to hire people from right here. They just say, we're going to hire people. Okay? More jobs. And they come in with low prices, decimate. Well, actually, no. Obliterate would be the term. Decimate only means 10%. Obliterate, annihilate the competition, and competition goes out of business, and then Walmart raises its prices. Tell me I'm wrong. Look at Microsoft, Bill Gates' company. When that, he did something that nobody previously did. He sold software that had defects in it. So he came out with Windows, like 1.0. And there were a whole bunch of Windows versions. And each one was defective. Every single one of them was defective. And you didn't own it. You just bought a license to use it. What the heck is that? So, like if you have a DVD for a movie, do you own that movie? Yeah, you do. You own the movie. If you have a DVD or a CD for software from Microsoft, you just have the right to use it. You don't own it. Who thought that up? Well, that's a Gatesism. Okay? And so what he did was he sold defective software right from the get-go. And then if you wanted it fixed, no problem. You just upgrade. $89 and you get the new version of Windows, which was defective. And then you get the new version of Windows after that to fix those defects. And that's defective. So every single version of Windows is defective. And you keep piling on new versions to fix the old problems, but you get new problems and you don't own it. And he became one of the richest people on the planet with that model. Walmart, one of the richest families on the planet. And then Jeff Bezos has Amazon. You know, it was a book company. They sold books. Well, he branched out and he could sell you something and ship it to you for less than you could pay for the shipping to ship an empty box. So he had a deal with the post office. How'd that work? Well, have you looked at your postal rates? They've gone up since Amazon. How'd that happen? Well, I think I think what happened is he cut a real sweetheart deal. He was able to ship for less than everybody else. So people gravitated toward Amazon, and the companies that Walmart didn't put out of business, he did. He finished them off. So now we have very few mom-and-pop shops left. Now what's left is restaurants and churches. If you go to Springfield, Missouri, there's restaurants everywhere. I don't get it. There's so many places to eat. I don't think there are enough people to eat all the food that could be provided by all these restaurants. I guess that's what the churches are all about, praying to lose weight. So what happened with Yellow Freight Corporation is it was established in 1924. It's a 100-year-old company. It ceased operations last year due to financial problems. It filed for bankruptcy protection. It owes $730 million to the federal government, which owns 30% of the corporation. They got a $700 million pandemic loan in 2020. It had 30,000 employees, and they're cooked. They're done. Now, did Convoy have anything to do with the demise? Did Convoy aid and abet the destruction of Yellow Freight? I think so. It's just my opinion.
You know, Ben, we talk about the two most powerful people in the country, Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. And a little while ago, when we first mentioned their name on the air, I was cut off. I don't know how or why, but my connection went dead. I don't know how it happened, Vince, but we mentioned those.
It's easy. It happens to me all the time. You know, Bert, your buddy, Elon Musk, actually did something really good. He came out and said, yesterday, I believe it was, that the alternative media is being forced into bankruptcy by the, we'll call it the Ministry of Propaganda from the current administration. They are silencing our voices many different ways. One you just experienced, probably. I experience it a lot from my end here at the farm studio. When I say certain things, certain topics, I get knocked off the air. I do. And we know they can do that remotely. Rich Sheeben, same thing. Deborah Tavares, and she's going to be on with us soon. Same thing. Some of us are dead. John Stadtmiller. There are other instructors who have died mysteriously. Werner Bach. And it's a pretty distinguished list of those instructors who are no longer with us. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.